This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for being here. We've got Dan Watson, our in-house specialist when it comes to lubrication. And he is a certified lubrication specialist with more than 25 years of experience and just a wealth of knowledge. So we're going to do our usual questions with Dan. But if you're with us in the previous hour of the broadcast, we ran a little short with Paul Eisenstein, noted automotive journalist, esteemed automotive journalist, and publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. And Paul, there are just so many things happening. It's so easy to have you on for an hour. It just absolutely flies. I was looking at some of the latest reviews you've got up at the DetroitBureau.com, including a first look at a Mercedes, a 2021 AMG GLA.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun out in the Arizona area, running through a whole bunch of different Mercedes models. We got into the new GLB and the GLA. We've had time on the CLA. We're going to have a few more reviews on these new Mercedes models coming up. This last week, I wound up spending a lot of time on the road. Actually, I did three separate events, Bob. So my plan is to have up sometime tomorrow a review of the new Mazda CX-30. We'll have a subsequent review of the new Sonata later in the week, and also a new review of the next generation of the Genesis G90, their flagship. So it's going to be a busy week or so for reviews from the DetroitBureau.com.
And again, folks, if you're in the market for something new, as we talked about in the first hour of the program, this is the season and the month to be looking for some great value. Some great incentives are out there. So if it's on your radar screen, definitely don't miss out on this opportunity, Paul.
No, this is a great time to be going out there. There's a lot of incentives. The automakers expect that they will be down slightly this year from 2018, but they're hoping that they can minimize that. Keep the drop relatively minor. Last month was a good number. November was a lot stronger. I'm sorry about that. A lot stronger than they expected, and they're hoping that they can keep things going strong into 2020. So if you are looking and you're thinking you're going to be buying over the next month or two, it really is a good time right now to take a look and see if you can get into the market before the end of 2019. You may be able to get a much better deal than you will come the new year.
Excellent. Well, Paul, as usual, I so appreciate your time. I know how busy you are. The listeners love every time you're with us. And we want to direct everybody to the DetroitBureau.com. And don't forget about all those wonderful features that you offer.
No, thanks. Unfortunately, sometimes the Internet can be funny, so I do want to remind folks it is thedetroitbureau.com. You do need the in there. And, we'd love to hear from our readers. We'd love to get comments. We'd love to get feedback. So wish everybody a happy holidays. Bob, you too. And if we don't talk before the end of the year, I'm sure we will sometime right after the start of 2020.
Absolutely. Happy holidays to you and Jen. And we'll definitely be talking very soon. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Bob. Best to you and the family.
Thank you. There he is from the Motor City of Detroit, Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. He warmed it up a little here. He's the initial pitcher for this hour, and now we're going to go to our star pitcher for this hour, and this is Dan Watson from thelewpage.com, where he is CEO. It's interesting, I have baseball on my mind because of some recent trades that have been reported, but nevertheless, it's great to have you with us, Dan.
Hey, well, I can say this, is that I was a high school baseball player, but I don't think I was ever referred to as a star. So, anyway, it was fun. Baseball's a great game to play, and been watching these Tampa Bay Rays last year. Spent some time watching those guys, so I look forward to the season coming back and seeing if those guys can make another run. You know, I hadn't watched baseball as much over several years, and I got back into it last year and realized, gosh, I always did like this game. I don't know why I got away from watching it as much as I did in the past. So, but anyway, it's good to be on the radio here tonight. That's an interesting fellow you were talking to. Where was he from?
He's from the DetroitBureau.com, but he also writes for umpteen different websites and magazines. He's also a jurist in the North American Car, Utility, and Truck of the Year, which will be given out in Detroit a few weeks into the new year. And he's one of the top automotive journalists in the whole world. So
yeah,
it's great to have Paul.
Very knowledgeable guy. Terrific.
Before we get to our pile of questions here, I wanted to ask you if there is anything in particular that you want to discuss before we get into these questions.
Well, I only had one short topic. People are constantly talking about oil drain intervals, and they say, well, you know, there's a 3,000-mile recommendation, there's another 5,000-mile recommendation, there's 10,000 miles, 25,000 miles, all these kind of things, right? And what I wanted to just bring to their attention is the fact that all of these change intervals are very much arbitrary. They're not, you can't say whether the oil was good or bad at that time. What you can say is that based on your experience and over a period of time, that's a good conservative. That's as far as you're going to allow it to go because of all that you've looked at field testing and so forth, that was a safe limit to put on it. Now, if you're in the business of running fleets, there can be some of the fleets will run oil analysis on all of their vehicles, and you can actually determine whether the oil is good for continued use or not. Okay, it's a chemical test to test the oil. So there are real things that condemn oil, that say, wait, this stuff is shot, drain it out, I don't care what the miles are on it. Or it can say this oil is in good condition, doesn't matter the miles, because the test will tell you what the real condition of the oil is. It's kind of like saying that you buy an 80,000-mile radial. But
yeah.
I'm sorry, if the tread wears out in 60,000 miles, you probably shouldn't keep driving it if you're starting to run on ball tires with the fabric of the tire starting to show through because you've worn out the tread, even if it's at 80,000 miles. So my point is that you would condemn that tire at 60,000 because you couldn't keep driving it. Well, same thing goes with oil. You just can't see the tread. You have to do an actual analysis to determine the chemical condition of the oil, because people are all the time throwing these numbers around, and I just want to make sure they understand that there's nothing sacrosanct about those numbers. Those numbers are just based on the best history and guess that the manufacturer can stipulate. And they should, and they are conservative. For example, if they say you got to change your oil, well, tell you what, I'll finish it because there's a few things more I want to say about it before we get into the questions when we come back from the break.
All right, sounds great. And folks, if you've got questions, send them over. Bob@autoworldradio.com or Dan Watson@theloopage.com. We'll take a quick stop for some important messages and then much more with Dan Watson, so don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
thank you so much for being here with us today on Auto World. We've got Dan Watson with us. He's the CEO of thelubepage.com, and he's our go-to guy when it comes to lubrication. He's a specialist with more than 25 years of experience. And before the hard network break there, Dan, you are getting into a topic, and we were running short on time, so it's best to go.
Yeah,
back.
Here's how I can finish this up about when do you have to change oil? Well, absent anything else, you go with the recommendations of your manufacturer or maybe of the oil company who has a different recommendation for their oil. For example, we've got AMSOIL has a couple of different oils. They have a mid-grade oil, which we recommend for 1 year, 12,000 miles. They have a premium-grade oil, which is recommended for 1 year, 25,000 miles. Mobil has an annual change oil, their premium oil, which is recommended for 1 year or 20,000 miles. And then you drop down to a lot of petroleum oils, conventional oils that will tell you to just change the oil at whatever your owner's manual says. If it says to change oil at 4,000, 5,000 miles, but most of them will still recommend you do it at 3,000, even though that probably doesn't apply to many vehicles with a decent oil anymore. But what causes you to condemn oil? Let me just say this. There's a number of things that you would have to understand that go into the oil in order to make this lubricant tailored for the internal combustion engine. A whole bunch of different additives that go in, as well as the condition of the base stock, whether it's synthetic or petroleum. Those are the kind of things that are tested, okay? The anti-wear additives, the acid neutralization additives, the anti-foaming additives, the condition of the base stock, how much it's been oxidized or how much of it has been turned nitrated, so to speak, turned into nitrates. So these things are all tested in a chemical analysis to determine the condition of the oil. And going deeper into that here on the radio would just be useless. But what I want to point out is that those numbers that you see, they are the best guess. They don't mean that the oil is either good or bad. They just mean that historically that manufacturer has seen that if you run a qualified oil in the vehicle, that they would want you to change it at this point because they want to make sure you're not running oil that's already worn out in the engine. Now, this week on thelubepage.com, I will enter a blog entry on the lube page that will address this very thing. What are the factors that condemn the oil for no further use? So around, give me at least until Wednesday, but somewhere around Wednesday, you can go to thelubepage.com and check the blog out, and I'll have a blog entry that discusses this so that you can see these details, because it's fruitless to try to go over them here on the radio. So let's leave it at that.
Sounds great. Let's talk a little bit about the preferred customer discount. I can't believe that you're offering this free membership for all the Auto World listeners out there. Tell everybody about what they can get from you, Dan.
Well, this is a straightforward offer. It's a six-month trial membership as a preferred customer. And you might ask yourself, what is a preferred customer? Well, it's where you buy AMSOIL products at about 30% below the internet price, the retail price on the internet. And these things will be shipped to you from the closest of one of 12 different distribution centers around the country and Canada. And if you purchase this oil and it's a $100 order, they'll ship it to you free, no shipping charge. If it's under $100, it's $8.99, which is not a lot to pay for shipping something like a case of oil or something. You're shipping some weight. So it's a bona fide good deal if you're going to use AMSOIL products. If you're unsure about AMSOIL products, then you would probably want to get in touch with me or go to my website and let me give you some information why those products would be suitable for you. But if you're going to buy AMSOIL and you're going to spend more than $100 a year, it's a worthwhile project to do it. And at the end of 6 months, AMSOIL is going to send you a renewal, which is totally to your option. and it's going to tell you it's $20 a year for a 12-month period to maintain your preferred customer status. It's kind of like being a member of Sam's or Costco or BJ's, where you pay an annual fee and you buy at discount. So it's a great program. I'm offering it free right now. All you got to do is get in touch with me. The best place is to go to the Lube page and fill out requesting a contact form to tell me, or call me at 800-370-2986, and we'll set you up for 6 months and see if you like it. Now, here's one last thing on it. If you're set up for 6 months as a preferred customer and you decide that, well, maybe I don't purchase quite enough of this to make it worthwhile to do that $20 a year annual fee, Amazon's going to offer you a, without any limit of time, a 10% discount for having been a preferred customer. So you'll get a 10% discount after that just because you gave it a try. So there's just nothing about this that's misleading or anything. It's just a straightforward opportunity. So we'll let her go with that.
Absolutely a win-win for everybody. There's no question. Let's dive into some of these questions here. The first one comes out of Texas, Corpus Christi, Texas, and it's from Ed, and he writes to us, I see AMSOIL and now Mobil synthetics are recommended up to 20,000 miles for an oil change. What do these companies do that the other companies can't to make this possible?
Well, now, I'm going to, again, sort of defer a little because this question is best answered in one of the articles, magazine articles, that is posted on the lubepage.com. So I'll just make sure the listeners understand that. You can go read that in detail about what it takes to make this synthetic oil and how it can go for a longer drain interval. But briefly, what I'll say is this is straightforward. I have to have a base stock, which in this case would be the liquid, the synthetic oil, which will not break down to oxidize, which would be making sludge, or to varnish. In other words, it will not react with oxygen and do this for the period that I'm recommending. If I'm going 20 or 25,000 miles, I better make sure that my base stock is going to be neutral or it's going to resist breaking down in contact with oxygen. Then after that, I have to put a proper additive package in. It has to be much more robust than a standard additive package in an oil that's recommended for 3 or 4,000 miles because I don't want those additives to wear out. Again, this goes to how you would condemn oil. I know what would when my oil would not be suitable for continued use, so I have to beef up the additive package in the oil that it can last that duration. Proper base stock, proper additives, you can go the distance.
Perfect. We'll take a quick time out for some important messages, and when we come back on the other side, lots more with Dan Watson, CEO of thelubepage.com. And don't forget, shoot us your emails, bob@autoworldradio.com, danwatson@thelubepage.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
United States Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer on Face the Nation hailed recent breakthroughs on two different trade fronts.
Friday was probably the most momentous day in trade history ever. That day, we submitted the USMCA, the Mexico-Canada Agreement, with bipartisan support, in support of business, labor, agriculture. We actually introduced that into the House and the Senate. And then in addition to this, it was extremely momentous and indicative of where we're going, what this president has accomplished.
Lighthizer was referring to the White House submitting a deal with House Democrats on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement and the announcement of the first phase of the trade agreement with China. The United States will maintain 25% tariffs on $250 billion in Chinese imports, along with 7.5% tariffs on roughly $120 billion in Chinese.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
What's up, man? How you driving Cadillac there?
Dan Watson, CEO of TheLoopPage.com, is with us here on the broadcast. If you've got a question, you need to call in to us at 855-660-4261. Alex is manning the board, doing a spectacular job at GCN in Minnesota, and I'm in my humble studio here in Florida, and we've also got Dan Watson, CEO of The Loop Page, joining us live from the Orlando area of Florida. And we've been taking your questions, and let's see, are we all set with a question from Ed, or is there anything else that you would like to add, Dan?
Well, I think I would say again, there's these magazine articles that I wrote that are posted on the Loop Page, they give some great detail on this kind of stuff. So if you go there and take a look, if you've got curiosity on these topics, I promise you, you'll find as much information as you can handle. Okay, those articles I wrote are pretty detailed, and they'll give you a good understanding of these topics.
Absolutely. Let's move on to our next question, which comes out of Atlanta, and this is an interesting question. Let's see. It's about grease, and are all lithium-based greases synthetic? Isn't lithium itself synthetic? What do you think, Dan?
Well, again, I'll just say it again. There's an article on my website about how grease is made, okay, which might make this easier to understand. But lithium has nothing to do with the synthetic lubrication that comes out of your grease. And let's go over this briefly. It's fairly easy to understand. Consider that there is a sponge, and that sponge is full of lubricating oil. Now, if I place the sponge next to something that rubs against it, the oil is going to come out of the sponge and lubricate whatever rubbing surface rubs against it, so that it's putting oil on that, so that whatever else that's rubbing on, it's getting lubricated. So it turns out that grease is made up of two major components. One in the industry is referred to as soap, mainly because it looks like that. You know, grease looks like kind of like a soap if you think about it. But that is the thickener. Now, the thickener can be, in this case, we're talking about lithium. So, yeah, lithium is a it's an element, okay? And when you mix lubricating oil with lithium, you will get a thick, pasty substance that we call grease. Now, how much lubricating oil you mix with what type of lithium will determine, you know, what you end up with. It's kind of like the recipe. I got my grease recipe here, but how many cups of oil and how many cups of lithium, and I got to mix all this together. And that's really what they do, but on a much larger scale, of course. And so what does the lithium do? It acts like the sponge. It is the oil that is in the sponge that is doing the lubrication. So when I have a synthetic grease, I have the lithium thickener, and I have a synthetic-based oil that is thickened with the lithium. And so when that sponge or that lithium, that grease concoction, bleeds out lubricating oil against some moving part, it's synthetic oil that's coming out. And so you get the benefit, all the same benefits of the synthetic oil that you would if it was liquid synthetic oil in your transmission, because what you're trying to get is a lubricating oil that under high pressure between these moving parts, like in the chassis of a car, you get a lot of pressure. You've got the oil that bled out from the grease into that pressure surface. Now, pressure creates heat. So with a petroleum grease under high pressure, it may actually vaporize some of the grease, some of the oil, excuse me, and that'll disappear as a vapor. Now, if it's a high-performance synthetic grease, then what happens is that lubricating oil will not vaporize because it is synthetic and can handle about twice the temperature of the comparable petroleum lubricant. So what we're talking about here is two things. Lithium is not the lubricant, so it doesn't matter what lithium is. It has nothing to do with whether the grease is synthetic or petroleum, because there are plenty of lithium-based conventional greases, and there are a number of lithium-based synthetic greases. So when we refer to synthetic or conventional, we're talking about the lubricating oil that is put into the grease, not the thickener, which is lithium. So does that make sense, Bob?
Yeah, it does. And if folks want more information, you've got some articles up at thelubepage.com.
Yeah, that goes into how you make grease and then what the constituents of grease are and the operating properties and those kind of things. So again, I wrote these a few years back, but they're still very pertinent and when I wrote them for a particular magazine. So I think they're worth reading, but you can understand that how somebody can make the mistake and think that lithium grease means
sure.
It's synthetic, but it's understanding really what you're dealing with. And so when that oil bleeds out of the grease, I can have an Arctic grease, which means that my synthetic oil that bleeds out can handle extremely cold weather. And it can be lithium, but the lithium doesn't matter. It's the lubricating oil that comes out. Do I want it to come out and actually be liquid, or do I want it to come out and be an ice crystal because it's minus 30 degrees, you know, in the North Alaska or in Antarctica or something? No, I need that oil to come out and be able to handle minus 60, minus 70 degrees and still be a liquid, not turn to fractured icicle. So that's what we're getting into. So I think that's all we can say on that without getting so far down in the weeds that we can't get out.
Very good. Let's move on to Pedro in El Paso, Texas. And I think this is the first question we've got on standby generators. He writes us, what is the best oil to put in my standby generator? I have a Generac automatic backup system, and I'm jealous, boy. Backup systems are great.
Yeah, I've got a generator out in the garage that I have to hook up and put through a particular RV connection that I made for it, so I don't have an automatic Generac. Those are tremendous things to have. And, you know, speaking of these backup systems, Rob, years ago I just thought about everybody has these backup systems to be around the Gulf of Mexico or somewhere where you have hurricanes and storms and maybe on the East Coast. And I had a guy call me who was looking for these kind of lubricants and things, and he was from South Dakota. And I said, man, do you guys get tornadoes? I mean, you don't get hurricanes up there. What is it about you need a standby generator? He just laughed and he says, you're from Florida, right? And I said, yeah. And his response was, so you've never been through a South Dakota ice storm? I thought for a minute and said, boy, you got me there. And he said that he has had situations there when an ice storm came through and the weight of the ice took down 60, 70, 80, 100 miles of power line. And it was without power for 2 months. So a lot of people in the area have these full powered systems for backup, significant systems, because once that ice gets hanging heavy on those wires and they go down, it takes weeks to get them all back up. He said he'd seen the ice so heavy that it didn't just pull the poles down. Sometimes it snapped the poles because the ground was frozen. And the pole couldn't lay over, and the weight just snapped it right close to the ground.
Wow.
So,
very.
Well,
very
we come back, cool I'll answer story. This Generac question because it's a good one.
It is definitely a good one. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on the road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and the Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that
drive share by Haggerty. Whether you're a longtime car lover or brand new to the community, DriveShare unlocks the joy of driving fun and cool cars by securely connecting car owners with renters. Through DriveShare's car sharing platform, renters can find the cars that bring out the awesome in every moment. List your car today if you're an owner of a classic or unusual antique vehicle or a newer exotic vehicle to start earning extra income or rent, and use the special code AUTOWORLD to save $50 off your rental. That's AUTOWORLD, all caps. Visit DriveShare.com to browse, choose, and cruise. Dan Watson is with us, as he is always at this time on this very same station, or if you're listening to us on GCNlive.com, thank you so much. And before the break there, we were talking about a gentleman with a backup system, a generator backup system in Texas, and he wants to know about what's the best oil to put in it. A good question.
Well, and here's how you look at this first. You look straight in your owner's manual, and you determine, number one, particularly what is the weight of oil that they want put in this generator, because there's different internal combustion engines hooked up to this generator in different things. You could have a Kohler, you could have a bigger one, which would be, you know, a large enough one that you might even have a diesel running on propane diesel, or you could have one that runs on gasoline ethanol. Okay, so there's a number of different kind of generators are sold, what the standby fuel is going to be. So you got to look in and see what weight of oil is called for. Now, once you determine the weight of oil that's called for, I would highly recommend that you you get in touch with me, because there are some oils that they don't say on them recommended for your standby generator. But what you're looking at with a standby generator is you want oil that will not break down just sitting there. You also want oil that when you run the engine for its periodic test runs, it will completely insulate or treat the engine so that it will not rust, okay? Because sitting there over a long period of time without running, you need rust protection. So a lot of times what I recommend, depending upon the application, are oils that are also marine engine rated because they can have extra rust inhibitor capabilities. So you've got to know if your oil has what kind of rust prevention it offers as well as what type of protection. So there are some marine engine oils, there's a couple of motorcycle oils, and then there's some diesel oils that have excellent rust and corrosion prevention as well as a very good additive package for handling this motor. Because see, Bob, a generator is going to start up and run, a lot of them, it depends upon what it is, at 1800 or maybe even 3600 RPM. It depends upon how the generator is built, whether it's a two pole or a four pole or what type of generator it is. So if I'm going to crank my engine up and run it at 3600 RPM under load for a continuing extended period of time, then I need oil that has an additive package which is designed to do that. Turns out that marine engine oils, because what do? You're either idling in your boat or typically going full speed. So when you go full speed in a boat, you crank it up to 4,500 RPMs if it's a four-stroke engine, inboard, outboard, and you're going some distance, you may keep it at that high rate of RPM for 30, 45 minutes without backing off of it. And that means that you have to have oil that's designed to run at high RPM for continuous time. And then you also have to have an oil which is good to prevent corrosion, because that generator sits there in a standby condition. And also, most people don't understand, but oil sitting in the oil pan is subject to air, okay, and the air's got oxygen in it. So some oils are so poorly additized that in a short period of time of sitting there, maybe a couple of months, they'll start to react with the oxygen in the air and actually form a type of pasty substance that drops to the bottom of the oil pan because they're just sitting there doing that. They've run out of antioxidant additives. So a high-quality premium synthetic has a neutral base stock, which is not going to react with the oxygen over any period of time. So you run a high-quality premium synthetic with the right additive package in it for high-performance, continuous high RPM operation, and most of the time that's going to be a marine engine oil that's going to meet that application. So, but depending upon the horsepower, which is also dependent upon the KW rating of the generator, different sizes may require different kinds of oils, from a 30 weight to a 40 weight. So you might have a call for a 1540 in a diesel or a 1040 in a gas or a 1030. And it could even be a 1030 in the diesel as well as a 1030 in the gas. So it depends upon who made it, what they call for, but that's a good reason when you invest all the money in this level of a machine, you get in touch with somebody like me and get the best recommendation, because why invest all that money and then have the machine prematurely wear out on you because of bad oil? Mm-hmm. It's not a smart thing to do.
Absolutely not. Get a hold of Dan, and why don't we give out your telephone number. And again, I remind you folks that Dan will call you back. Might take him a couple of days. He gets a lot of calls, but he is willing and able and ready to take your calls.
That number is 800-370-2986. And if you leave that message, you will get called back. I mean, I do see sometimes, go back and look at the caller ID, and I see where during the day from different places in the country some people might have called, but they didn't leave a message. And so I'm not going to call back just on a number that's on the caller ID. You got to at least call and say, hey, this is Bob. I listen to your Auto World Radio. Would you please give me a call? I have some questions. That's all you got to do, and then you'll get a call back. So.
Very good. We have lots of listeners in Arkansas, including Max, who wrote us a note. He's got a Ford F-350 with a Power Stroke diesel. He works in the oil fields, and he pulls a heavy trailer over 12,000 pounds daily. He wants to know, how can I get 500 1,000 miles out of this truck? It sounds like an awful lot of miles.
It's a lot of miles, but believe it or not, that Power Stroke diesel and that heavy-duty chassis and powertrain transmission and rear end, they'll do it. You just got to treat them right. The reason why any of this would fail, I mean, Ford's put together a very good truck. Most all of these heavy-duty diesel trucks, GM, Ford, or Dodge, they're built to last, but you cannot go cheap on what you buy for oil to lubricate these guys. I'm talking about from the engine to the transmission to the rear end. Everything down that train, you need to make sure you do your homework and you get the best lubricants. If you do, that PowerStroke engine is a good 800,000 mile engine if it's taken care of, okay? Now, I would say that the Cummins turbo diesel is a million mile engine, and I would say that the Duramax and the Fords are probably around a 750,000 mile engine if they're taken care of. That Cummins engine is a little bit built a little bit more rugged in some places, but you can get the mileage out of the engine. But what I caution you on is you won't get there by running substandard products of any kind. And you've also got a fuel system to worry about on these trucks. You want that fuel pump to last. And unfortunately, these ultra-low sulfur diesels that are made don't have a lot of lubricating quality. So run somebody's diesel additive that puts some lubricant quality into that diesel, or else you're going to shorten the life of that high-pressure fuel pump, and that's going to be a good $2,500 to $3,500 investment when you have to replace that. So don't do it. Don't wear out injectors. Don't wear that stuff out. Run a quality fuel additive to provide lubrication and cleaning of injectors and the things that you need in that diesel truck. Change your filters often. Don't run your fuel filter a minute longer than what is recommended for the miles. That fuel filter's probably taking some moisture out of that diesel coming from the tank, and you don't want any moisture to get through to cut grooves in your high-pressure injectors, okay? So a lot on these diesels. Get in touch with me. I can help anybody make one of these diesels last a long time.
A long time, absolutely. One more time with the telephone number, Dan.
That's 800-370-2986, and visit the Loop page.
That's right, Dan Watson at theloopage.com is the email. Thank you, my friend. Great job.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.